From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Columbia City Council approved an adjustment in its sales tax revenue projections for fiscal years 2018 and 2019 in a marathon session Tuesday evening. The council revised its projections from a decline of 2% to a decline of only 1%. This adds nearly $460,000 to the city's general funds, according to the Columbia Missourian. Fifth Ward Councilman Matt Pitzer says part of the money will be used to fund the Go Como bus system.
Transit is funded out of that transportation sales tax. When we change that projection, there also will be a corresponding increase in the transportation sales tax, which does actually increase the number of dollars available to fund transit.
The bus system is set to take a hit in the proposed budget. The budget would end service at 7 p.m. 6 days a week and cut the number of buses running simultaneously in half. It would also eliminate special bus services, such as shuttles to the True False Film Fest and Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. A Missouri group advocating for increasing minimum wage received $3 million in donations from a dark money organization out of Washington, D.C., the Columbia Missourian reports. Raise Up Missouri is pushing for the passage of Proposition B, which would raise the state's minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2023. The 1630 Fund is a nonprofit group that does not have to reveal its donors. According to the group's website, it's a social welfare organization that donates to political efforts in several states and has given money to Planned Parenthood and the Sierra Club, according to its 2016 tax filing. According to the latest filing of campaign finance reports, the 1630 Fund donated an additional $1 million earlier this year, making it, by far, Raise Up Missouri's largest donor. Ameren, Missouri completed a $53 million construction project on Bagnell Dam on Tuesday. The dam, which has formed the Lake of the Ozarks for 87 years, required anchor upgrades to improve the dam's safety and longevity. Warren Witt, Ameren, Missouri's director of hydro operations, says that the 18-month project has strengthened the dam for decades to come.
Businesses and homeowners around the lake, they've invested a lot of money and invested their livelihoods many times into this lake. What it really means to them is increased confidence that this dam is in very good condition and will continue to remain a very safe and stable dam for 50 or 100 years or more.
Witt says the construction was completed ahead of schedule and the project finished earlier than expected. Boone Hospital Center and BJC Healthcare will end their current lease agreement when it expires at the end of 2020. The mutual decision means that the Columbia Hospital will continue its search for a new manager. BJC Healthcare has managed the county-owned hospital for 30 years. The Columbia Missourian reports trustees said Tuesday the agreement was mutual because the organization's mutual needs no longer align. The hospital issued a request for management proposals in 2016. The trustees entered into an exclusive negotiations with MU Healthcare, but ended those negotiations in January. Since then, Boone has hired the investment banking firm H2C to assist with negotiations and to assess the value of the hospital and its assets. Federal prosecutors say two men are facing federal charges after nearly 2,500 marijuana plants valued at $10 million were discovered growing in rural northwest Missouri. The men, 44-year-old Sergio Medina Perez and 27-year-old Madel Polito Maldano, were charged Wednesday with manufacturing or distributing more than 1,000 marijuana plants. Local and federal law enforcement agents raided the operation in Davis County, northeast of Kansas City, in late August. The plants were in a clearing inside a large stand of timber. The owners of three tracts that comprise the property live in California. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.